John's going to give us a little trumpet demonstration. Thanks, John. Thanks. Remember, what you heard is from someone who isn't supposed to have lung capacity and isn't supposed to be able to do those things. But you get that picture, as John said, more eloquently than I, as he came up here, because he's lived it. That when you get that picture and you treat yourself as if you already were what you'd like to become, you access whatever it is that you have a picture. It's the law that has to work.
My question relates to when you're dealing about the concept of synchronicity and getting out ahead of it and being open and intuitiveness, how does something as mundane as planning fit into that concept?
Right. No, that's an excellent notion. It's part of the duality that I was speaking about when I quoted Jung and about you're doomed to make choices. I think it was Spinoza once said that life is what happens to you while you're making other plans. And I remember Marianne Williamson once saying that God's plan works, yours doesn't. And all you have to do is get in sort of collaboration with God's plan, so that you do your planning and you set your goals and you do the things that seem important to you. But the key word is detachment. That's what I talked about in one of the earlier principles. It's always detachment, that you are not attached to the outcome. And remind yourself that if in your attachment to what it is that you think you would like to do doesn't materialize, it doesn't work out, you just you accept it and you move on and remind yourself that God's plan is working, you know. Yes.
Sort of piggybacking onto that, how do you make a decision about things like lawsuits. If you're faced with an issue and a lawsuit is a possibility, how do you decide if it's something you just move beyond or pursue?
You let go. You let go of the outcome. And if you insist on staying in it because there's a question of what you believe to be right versus what somebody else believes to be right,